Nagyon sok szeretettel köszöntjük a kedves nézőket. Újra jelentkezik az Angolka. Itt vannak Török Bálintról a Rainbow Hills óvoda óvodásai, Naményi Gabriella, az óvoda egyik vezetője, és Mihalik Zoltán. Amint azt már eddig is megszokhatták, dalokkal, játékokkal, mondókákkal szeretnénk segíteni a kedves szülőket, pedagógusokat abban, hogy már ilyen kiskorban tudják oktatni az angol nyelvet. Úgyhogy aki teheti, rögzítse a műsort, vegye föl videóra, hogy később is vissza lehessen nézni. Az interneten megtalálhatják mindezeknek a daloknak a szövegét a Magyar Televízió honlapján, ahova továbbra is várjuk a kedves leveleket. tudás@mtv.hu, valamint ovi@angolovi.hu címekre. Ma is jelentkezni fogunk az úgynevezett Everyday Life rovatunkkal, amivel egy kis bepillantást nyerhetnek az óvoda mindennapjaiba. Tehát mindezt tartogatja már az Angolka. Kezdődjék a műsor!
Morning!
Good morning, morning!
Hello, little angels!
Look, I can see myself!
Pretty really. Angels!
That's fun.
Me too!
Okay, now we're gonna do the Baba Black Sheep. Következő dalnak a szövege ott lesz a monitoron, úgyhogy lehet velünk énekelni.
It's a bit funny because we're gonna sing other animals into it as well.
That's right, we have more words in it.
All righty, here we go.
Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for your sweater and one for your rug. One for your blanket to keep you warm and snug. Cluck, cluck, red hen, have you any eggs? Yes, sir, as many as your legs. One for your breakfast and one for your lunch. Come back tomorrow, I'll have another bunch. Moo, moo, brown cow, have you milk for me? Yes, sir, as tasty as can be. Turn it into butter, make it into cheese. Freeze it into ice cream or drink it if you please. Buzz, buzz, buzzy bee, is your honey sweet? Yes, sir, sweet enough to eat. Honey on your muffin, honey on your cake. Honey by the spoonful, as much as I can make.
All right.
Very good. That was
difficult.
A funny song.
It's a difficult one.
It was a very funny song.
But it's nice because it's got cow in it. And what else? What else did we sing about? Chicken and?
Bee.
And sheep. What else? A sheep. Is that it?
It's not a difficult song, you just never heard it before.
Okay, shoe fly, don't bother me.
This one you did, so let's sing along together, okay?
Shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me. Cause I belong to somebody. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star.
The words are very simple. Sing it out.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Cause I belong to somebody.
I feel like a morning star.
I feel like a morning star.
Come on, sing with us.
I feel like a morning star.
One more time.
I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star.
One last time. And
shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. 'cause I belong to somebody. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star.
That was very, very good.
Okay, now we're gonna have a mirror exercise. This is quite a difficult exercise.
Where's my mirror?
Your mirror. The way we're gonna play this is we have these different emotions here. He's what?
Happy.
Sad.
Angry.
Excited. Afraid. Shy. Guilty.
Tired.
Jealous. Loved. Hopeful. Bored.
I look like Sophia.
Proud. Sorry. Embarrassed. And surprised. And I'm gonna give you each one emotion, okay? You can look at the picture, then you look at yourself in the mirror and you try to copy, okay? Who would like to start? Who wants to be the first?
Okay, come, Jazzy.
Jazzy, you come and let's start with a simple one, okay? You choose the happy face. Come here at the mirror.
Kneel in front of the mirror.
Come to the mirror, please. And make a real big happy face. Happy, 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 very happy. Can you see her? Is she making a happy face?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, so the next one, who wants to be the next one?
Let's go in order. That's Reka.
Reka, come.
Reka, come to the mirror.
Brushes.
Why don't you make a angry face? Try to make a really angry face.
It's very difficult for Reka because
you're
she's
such
always
a sweetheart.
So happy.
You're always so happy. Try to make, let's say somebody took away your very, very, very favorite teddy bear and you're really angry. Can you try to make an angry face?
Hey, it's so sweet. She cannot make an angry face.
Okay.
Okay.
Petruz?
No, Bianca.
Pochana Diush, come and make a sad face. Try to be really sad. Let's say you lost your favorite turtle. No smiling. Here's the sad face. Try to copy the sad face. What do we see on his mouth? Hmm?
He's frowning, like he's.
Is he frowning or is he smiling?
Like this. Yeah, I see. Can you sit down, please?
Sit down, please, darling.
Thank you.
So, Liush, can you try to copy the sad face? Look at yourself and try to make a sad face.
Oh, that's kind of good.
That's sort of sad face.
Mandy.
Why don't we make a surprised face? Let's try to
surprised or excited.
Very, very surprised or excited. Which one do you want to choose? Surprised or excited?
Ah, they're both the same kind of.
This is surprised or excited. Let's say surprised. You can even copy what he's doing with
his
hands.
He do it in the mirror.
What is he doing with his hands?
Come on, Mandy.
He's holding his hands like this, and he goes
like that.
Opens his mouth. Try to make a surprise. That's
very good,
Virag. Very good.
That was
Let's
very
try to
good.
Virag, you do a surprised face. You did so well. Excellent.
Super good.
You want to choose another one, Mandy? Which one do you want? You don't want to
do
choose another one?
Do the tired one. Can you do a tired one?
Tired is very simple. Everybody, let's do a tired face. Shall we all do it together?
Yeah. Oh!
What do we do when we're tired?
We stretch. Yes,
like
sit
this,
down.
Right. What do we do with our eyes?
We are rubbing our eyes.
We are rubbing our eyes.
And we are yawning.
We're so tired. How do you yawn? Come on, Jazzy. Sit down.
Please sit down, Angel.
Do a big yawn, everybody. Look at Liu. She's doing such a big yawn. That's what we do when we're yawning, right?
I did.
Okay, let's do a really, really exaggerated happy face. We try to smile as big as we can. Ting!
Very good, Mandy. That's good. Reka, too. Super good.
Look at you, Reka. Jesse,
happy face? Very good.
Very happy. Now we try to do all together the very sad face. Okay.
Somebody just stepped on
That's
your toe
not a sad
and you're
face.
All sad.
You do a sad face. Very sad face. Look in your mirror. Try to make the sad face. That's very good.
Your lips
That's almost
are hanging
angry,
down.
Right, Jazzy?
Your lips are hanging low.
Okay.
That's good, I think.
All right.
No, we can switch to a story time. Please, everybody, take a seat on your placemat. That was lots of fun.
Yep.
And now, please, everybody, sit down.
Jazzy.
Sit down on your placemat, lovey. Because if you sit here, everybody will sit on my lap.
Let's go sit down.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And now Miss Gobby's gonna read you a story from
the Wally Wally
about the Bible. And it's gonna explain how people lived in the Bible.
Okay, this is called The Early Reader's Big Book of Bible Learning. Okay? These are little short stories about how they lived in Bible times. Okay. Okay, here. Yes, they really happened. Now, this one is about writing letters. How can I write a letter? How do we write letters today? We take a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, right? Let's see what they did in Bible times. In Bible times, there was no paper like the paper in this book. Some people in Abraham's time wrote on clay tablets like this. Sometimes these skins were rolled into scrolls. They looked like this. And they were made of animal skin. People also wrote on papyrus. They made papyrus by hammering plant stems together like this.
I have it in my room.
Scrolls were made of papyrus too. In Jesus' time, people had wooden tablets like this. A tablet was covered with wax. People scratched writing into the wax. They could erase their writing by making the wax smooth. The pens in this picture were made from reeds. You know what reed is?
What is a reed?
Reed is nad in Hungarian, reed. Oh. On the riverbank, you know the tough part?
I know it.
Okay, the reeds were stems of plants. They had ink too. Do you see the ink pot?
Yeah.
Are you glad for paper?
Sometimes.
Yeah. How would you like to do all your writing on animal skins or clay? It would be difficult, no? And you wouldn't be able to draw as much as you would now.
And if we done it with animal skin, and all the animals would be killed.
Well,
that's right.
Yes. Thank you, God, for paper. It helps me have wonderful books like this. It helps me have lots of fun with writing. Now look at this. Bible time malls, shopping centers, were not like ours. Do you like to visit a mall sometimes? What do you find there? You can buy clothing, you can buy food, you can buy almost anything you want. But in Bible times, people shopped at marketplaces like this. The mall you visit is open almost every day. But in Bible times, people came to the market only in certain days. Farmers, like for example, just on Monday. You couldn't go shopping on Wednesdays or Thursday, you could only go on Monday. Farmers and country people brought things to sell. They brought fruits and vegetables. They brought other foods they raised. And some brought sheep or goats to sell. Merchants set up booths. They sold things they had bought far away. These merchants often brought their things on camels. Today we take things with trucks and cars, right?
But often, sometimes, they buy they
exchange things. Each thing at the mall you visit has a tag. It tells you how much it costs, right? It tells you how much things cost. But Bible time people did not put tags on their things. People shouted and argued about the price. At last the person selling said, "Yes, take it." Okay, and quickly, let's take a trip if we can. When you and your family take a long trip, you get into the family car. You drive on beautiful roads. On the way, you stop at filling stations. You buy gas for your car. Perhaps you get some ice cream at the filling station. Do you need a restroom to go pee-pee? The filling station has that too. Where will you stay at night? There are many hotels and motels to choose from. What about dinner? There are many restaurants. Which one would you like? So let's take a trip. But you are in Bible times now. You cannot take the family car. They didn't have cars. You cannot drive on beautiful roads. They had roads in Jesus' time, but they were not like ours. You cannot go on a bus or train or airplane. There were no such things. Could you ride on a motorbike? No, sorry. And there were no trucks or vans or streetcars or anything like that. You probably would walk. Wow, you would need to walk a lot, no? Okay, we need to stop. They use donkeys.
And horses.
And horses and camels and wagons.
All right.
Okay, let's move over to
the
table.
Everybody come over here to the table. We already played this nice little game before once.
No,
do you remember?
I didn't remember.
No.
What do we have here? Who can tell me?
Nope, careful.
I want to go teddy bear.
I would like. Who had? Somebody didn't have a turn last time.
I didn't.
With the.
Don't mind, please.
I didn't.
Okay, let's just say as a matter of fact, I didn't.
Okay,
so
Mandy, you can start with Virag. Mandy. These are little teddy bears, right? And here we have different clothes. What is this?
A hat.
A straw hat.
And we have a sun hat.
Sun hat. And this is a?
Winter's hat.
Yeah, it actually looks
sleeping
like a winter's
hat
nowadays, but it's a sleeping hat. We don't really use sleeping hats anymore. It used to be part of the pajamas.
Okay.
This is a nice little
T-shirt.
Summer shirt. Okay, try to put something matching on your teddies, okay? Whatever you think would be fitted. And please explain, meanwhile, what is that
that
you're
putting on?
Would
that match with the summer hat, Mandy? No, not really. What would match with that summer hat?
Let's see what would match with it.
No sleeping hat.
What are you putting on, Virag?
Little
city hat. Yes, those are clothes. You already put shirt on. And
are they pajamas? Yes,
they
pajamas.
Definitely look like pajamas.
So Virag's daddy is going to sleep soon.
When do we put on pajamas? They come
at night. I love to be in pajamas.
At night. You love to be in pajamas?
Me too.
So what do we do before we put on the pajamas? Usually at bedtime. What do you do?
Okay, I tell you what we do with my kids, with Natty, Mandy, and Funny. We have dinner. We take a shower.
Sometimes we have shower before dinner.
But usually we have dinner, shower, we get dressed in pajamas and brush our teeth after we drink our milk. And then we have bedtime story. And then we put on some nice music for children. And then I shake their bitty butts to sleep, right?
A diaper.
How
it's
do
not
you
a
do
diaper.
At home, Jessie?
You know that's a chef's home.
How goes to sleep
because
he cries often, and mommy goes there and chases.
Yes, because that's what mommies do. That's what mommies do.
Denny is your little brother, yes?
Dennis.
Your little brother.
I was really
so, how is it coming along? Can I see Virag? What did we put on that? May I please have your teddy bear for a second? So, here we have a teddy bear. What is he wearing?
White pajamas.
White pajamas.
Very good.
We perhaps put a
sleeping hat on.
We have a red and a blue sleeping hat. Which one should we put on?
Blue.
Yeah. Okay, give me the blue. We don't have a yellow
one. Virag's teddy is a boy teddy.
So Virag's teddy becomes a boy teddy now. Because we're going to put on a blue sleeping hat.
We can just discuss Mandy's and then you can have it.
There we go. The next one is?
Mandy's.
What is she wearing?
A dress.
Okay. Amíg mi tovább játszunk a
macikkal,
addig a kedves nézők pillantsanak be az óvodának a mindennapjaiban. Tehát következik az Everyday Life című rovatunk.
Very good.
17.
17, very good.
19.
15.
Very good. Etra. 16. 16. Very good. 20. 22. Bye bye, Bianca.
30.
13. And 20. 20. Okay, let's say goodbye numbers.
Goodbye.
And then it's a very simple song. Do you remember the days?
Yes.
So let's start from Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So how does the song go? Sunday comes one silent wing. Monday bright and sunny sing. Tuesday brings you something new, and Wednesday is midweek for you. Thursday's a day to have a friend. Friday comes the weekend. Saturday's full of fun and game. Now can you name all the weekdays' name? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Very good. Give me a big five. Oh, huge two.
Véget ért ez a nagyon komoly balett foglalkozás az óvodába. Úgyhogy nekünk igazából nem maradt más hátra, mint hogy elbúcsúzzunk Önöktől. Köszönjük szépen, hogy velünk tartottak. Továbbra is várjuk a kedves leveleket a szokásos elérhetőségeken ovi@angolobi.hu, valamint tudáskukac@mtb.hu. Tehát búcsúzik az Angolka. Say goodbye to our dear viewers.
Bye! Bye!
Bye! És amíg a gyerekek tovább játszanak, szokás szerint egy dallal búcsúzunk. Viszontlátásra. Let's do the shoe fly song, which we did before, okay? You're gonna help us?
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. 'Cause I belong to somebody. I feel, I feel, I feel like a morning star. I feel, I feel, I feel like a morning star. I feel, I feel, I feel like a morning star. I feel, I feel, I feel like a morning star.
And
shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. 'Cause I belong to somebody. I feel, I feel, I feel like a morning star. I feel, I feel, I feel like a morning star. I feel, I feel, feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star.
A hazai zöldséggyümölcs választék rendkívül széles körül. Tizet felhagyhoz, csak ezt használom.
És még uzsonnába is. Kedden este ismét jelentkezünk kívánságműsorunkkal, önök kérték. Cigánydalok, gyöngyvirágos kis kertetben, utoljára küldöm neked, magának köszönhetem, van-e szerelmesebb vallomás? Anni, szép esténk lesz, romantik, irigy hónajmirigy, az öregség, a mellékhatás. Várjuk kedves nézőinket a Magyar Televízió 1-es programján.
Szerencsére a tűzvész minden iratot megsemmisített, amit az alaka szegényekkel iratott alá.
Már semmi sincs a kezünkben.
Úgy határoztam, hogy a Szent Székhez fordulok, és kérvényezem a házasságunk érvénytelenítését, amint csak lehet.
Elzállagosítottam a kastélyunkat.
Egy átkozott bűnöző vagy, akit börtönt érdemel.
Ez itt, az anyád. Még egyszer elismétlem, az anyád.
Soha többé nem akarlak látni. Soha többé.
Gőg. A sorozat folytatódik szerdán este az M1-en.
Ilyen aranylakodalmat nem hagyhattam ki.
Kosnak jó ízlése van, mert csak a pajerlányokkal csókolódott.
Állandóan csak sírjunk egy pasi után, vagy kettő, nem tudom.
Szenes turné, pénteken este 9-kor.
Izomlás, szabadidős sportmagazin szombatonként az M1 műsorán. A sorban látható sportközvetítések támogatója a MOL RT és az MKB Bank.